Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 30.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me? Testing.
I know, we are recording on very fancy new software. I'm getting a little bit of feedback from your side, but I'm very excited because hopefully we're going to have good, clear, crisp sound this week. Woo!
So rather than record via Skype, which is what we normally do, somebody's told us about this fancy new piece of equipment, which I don't want to tell everyone what it is yet, just in case it's absolutely crap.
We won't jinx it yet. Well, fingers crossed. We have to do a health check, apparently, and I've just about passed with my sound quality. So
it did tell me to proceed with caution, though, with the caller.
But, I mean, I did say that proceeding with caution is probably better than us fumbling around on Skype, so...
We decided that we're going to carry on trying to record down the line, as we call it, because trying to explain time zones to Liv, quite frankly, just took up too much of my evening.
Oh, my God. I literally just could not fathom the different time zones we're going to be in over the next week. So I was like, let's just do it tonight, please.
So we're recording this on a Tuesday. So the episode 29 went out yesterday, but we actually recorded yesterday the interview that you're going to hear in the second half of this podcast.
Which is very exciting indeed. So do stay tuned for that. But what else have you been up to this week? I mean, it's very early on in the week, Charlotte, but how was your date with Jack?
Well, since we last spoke, I did a weekend of solo parenting, which was really dull. There's something about solo parenting on a weekend because everyone's kind of like with their families or like with their partners. And me and my friend Camille, who also has been solo parenting, we just text each other. And I actually sent myself to bed at 8:30 on Saturday night because I've run out of things to do.
Wow. Wild.
But I got to see Jack on Monday, so yesterday after we saw each other, and it was lovely. We haven't seen each other for 2 weeks, which is quite a long time for us, and I don't know what I was more excited about, seeing Jack or going to Dishoom.
Dishoom's always an excellent shout.
Yeah, that's the one place we love to go. So I had a really nice time after I saw you. I literally left you. Liv went to the toilet at our guest's house and I was like, I won't be here when you get back.
I know. And I was like, I'm going to be really, really quick. I promise. And you were like, yeah, I'll still be gone. And I came out literally as the chain flushed. I heard the door like shut and I was like, well, there we go. And that was that.
I said to our guest, who I feel like we're shrouding in mystery, but I said, I bet she's still here at 4 o'clock, and it was 3:30 when I left. I don't know what time you actually left.
No, I was very efficient. I had a busy old afternoon when I got home, so I did have to leave quite quickly, but I did stay for one more Ferrero Rocher.
They were so good. What have you been up to since we last recorded the podcast?
Do you know what? Not an awful lot. I mean, well, actually, I went out for a lovely, lovely brunch on Saturday with some of my oldest friends I went to primary school with, who I'm still in touch with and still get on amazingly well with, which was so lovely. I know Sian listens to the podcast, so hi, Sian, which I was absolutely thrilled about. Completely made my day. And then what else? Oh, been mainly becoming obsessed with Strictly Come Dancing, which I will go on to in a minute, and just haven't stopped thinking about Strictly this week. And that's pretty much it. I'm also packing because I'm off to Chicago in the morning. Saying that, it's about 10:30 now, morning being 5 o'clock. So it's almost like my internal countdown clock is on. And every time I'm up for a minute longer, I'm like, that is an hour less sleep.
What's the weather like in Chicago? What have you had to pack
Do you know what?
For?
Because I'm in Chicago, then I'm going to LA, which is really cool. The weather in Chicago at the moment is about 24 today, but rainy. And then when we get there, it goes down to nine degrees. I'm like, Ooh. Well, that's quite a contrast. And then in LA, it's 30 degrees. So I'm just having to pack for two different seasons, which when you've got one case, is quite challenging.
Oh, I would absolutely fail at the first hurdle. My family and me have been talking about our trip to Turkey next week, and my brother and his girlfriend were around, and she was like, well, you know, me and Scott, my brother, we're just going to share a case. She was like, you won't have that much stuff, will you? And I just looked at her.
I really admire people that can share a case.
Absolutely not. Like, June's not sharing my case, Jack's not sharing my case. Get your own cases.
Has June got to have her own case?
Well, she's got her own baggage allowance, so she can have her own case.
With your things in it, I imagine.
Absolutely.
So, shall we move on to Teletalk?
I've just finished watching The Bake Off. Did you manage to watch it, or have you put it on hold?
I did. No, I did. That's why I was a little bit later getting to you recording, because I was like, I have to watch the end of this, because then it's going to be like box fresh in my memory. And my dad was over, and I was like, Give me 5 minutes. I'm nearly there. And I've just finished watching it. What did you think?
Well, I was tense, very, very tense. There was a lot of soggy, sliding, not very well constructed cakes, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we may say that, like, this is vegan week, in case anyone hasn't watched. Hopefully you will have watched, because it would be last week's episode by the time this comes out. But it was vegan week. There was a lot of coconut oil. I mean, I must say I was incredibly impressed by the things they managed to do with vegan ingredients. I mean, normal ingredients, but that are also vegan. The meringues.
The meringues were so impressive. I was doing a bit of work at the time, so I kind of saw them uncover the ingredients. And next time I looked up, there was these amazing meringues covered with like kiwi fruits and pomegranates. And I was like, what?
I know, from chickpeas to like pavlovas. I was like speechless, absolutely speechless.
It was impressive. I do feel that although it was vegan week, it could have been celebrated a bit more. Like, I kind of feel like Paul Hollywood kept putting it down that it was vegan week. Do you know what I mean? Like a few snide comments here and there.
And I did pick up on that. I was like, I know it's not for everyone. But he was a bit like, yeah, no cookbook from me. I was like, all right. Like, you know, some people want to do it this way, and, you know, they've done it really well. I was really excited when Prue described, I think it was Raoul's, tarts as poetry. That is like my new favorite compliment that I'm going to be paying everybody when something goes really well. I'm going to be like, poetry, that was poetry. Because I just couldn't believe it.
I noticed for the second week in a row Prue's used the word claggy.
Oh, I saw that, and I saw oh my god, I've just drawn a blank. Who is the wonderful man who wears the shirts?
Oh, the man. Yeah, no, but you've sucked the memory out of my brain through the internet.
But he said claggy as well. And did you see in next week's episode, warning, spoiler alert here, Bake Off spoiler alert, that everybody wore shirts in tribute to him, Hawaiian shirts, because he's not there anymore. Did you see?
I'm really sad that he's gone. I'm man with no name.
I'm really sad. I really liked him, despite the fact I cannot remember his name and people are going to think I'm lying through my teeth. I really liked him.
Well, the thing was, the first week I was like, he's gone. He's out of here. I can't believe this. I mean, it's just a shame it was vegan week, because he was a bit like Paul, not really that up for adapting, when actually he's got a lot of good skills.
Yeah, I didn't think he should have gone. I wouldn't have said he was the worst.
Oh, really? Who would you have put? Who would you have booted?
There are a few people. Manon, potentially.
I know, but her showstopper was strong.
But then it didn't taste good.
Well, yeah, okay. I did think she was going to go before the episode unfolded.
I know, well, I said this last week, and it sounds like I've got a bit of a thing in for her, and I don't. I do like her. I'm all about supporting sisterhood, guys. But I just haven't been that impressed, okay?
I think she could be going next week.
I don't know. Is Comedy Fest the quarterfinal? I'm like, how are we there? How has that happened?
I feel like this every time. I just get into it and then we're at the quarterfinals. And I'm like, guys, I've just got into it.
But you know what that means?
What does that mean?
It means that I'm a Celebrity is going to be coming soon.
Oh no, not for me. Not for me. And this is where our telly chat divides.
No, I don't think so. Because I know we've also watched something else that we've both watched this week.
Did you watch Old People's Home for 4-year-olds?
Exactly what I was about to say.
I don't think I'm emotionally strong enough to talk about it.
Basically, me and Joe just get so excited about it. And I sat down, I texted my mum, and I was like, you have to watch it. And in the end, my mum didn't watch it. She was like, I can't watch it at the moment. And she was like, I'm not emotionally there. And I was like, fair enough. Watched it with Joe. And then halfway through, I texted her saying, I am so sorry I suggested this. Because me and Joe were in hysterics. Like, we just couldn't draw breath. I was like looking at him and we were just like, we were holding hands. We never hold hands and watch TV.
I had to switch it off. So for anybody that wonders what the hell we're talking about, so it's a 6-week programme on Channel 4 set in a care home in Bristol called Santa Monica, and they've put 10 4-year-olds amongst the old people. And one of the pensioners, as I'll call them, was born in World War One. I can't even get my head around it.
It's incredible. Like, they are remarkable. I can't believe how much they still have in them. And I just love listening to the things the children are coming out with. And even like listening to what the children have said in their stories, I cried. And I just...
I won't ruin it for anybody, but Scarlett's story.
Oh, unbelievable.
I
love Phoenix as well. He's our favourite.
I really enjoyed, I don't know which one was doing this, but the camera panned over like all the kids and the pensioners while they were having lunch. And one of the children was like flicking a lady's pearl earring and then eating. And then 2 minutes later, she had like the matching necklace on her head. Yeah, it's so good. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go back and watch it in daylight. Oh. That's the only way that I think I'll get through it emotionally.
I absolutely loved it. And also on at the same time was Stacey Dooley's programme on fast fashion, which I do need to revisit because I didn't get to watch it.
That's on my to-watch list.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch it for next week because I was really, really interested to see what she had to say about that.
Right, we'll both put that on our homework list.
So the only other thing that I've gotten really into this week is Strictly Come Dancing. And I never thought I would. I thought it would be something that it was something on that was always on when I was living at home. My mum watched it and my nan watches it. And it was kind of that cozy Saturday night programme. But in the last couple of weeks, I have become obsessed and I'm dragging Joe in with me. And every week I'm just cannot stop watching. And last week was movie week and there was a La La Land dance. There was a Mamma Mia dance. I was like, this is quality television.
What hooked you? Because I feel like I dabble with Strictly and I'd really like to like go in.
I think
in.
It was just like starting from the beginning, like we're in a couple of weeks and just getting into it and then just kind of following on with everyone's journeys. I mean, there's not actually a lot of dancing in it each week. I mean, when you think about it, I think the problem is, this is what Joe's problem is, alongside a couple of other things, but it's 2 hours long every Saturday, which is quite a big chunk of your evening. Mm-hmm.
But when you
actually think there's about 15 minutes worth of dancing, so I think what is good is if you record it, then you can kind of skip, but don't watch it on iPlayer, because I realise that when you like forward it on iPlayer, you can't see where you are. So you're like, if there's certain dances you want to see, you can't see where you are. I mean, that's a this really niche problem. But anyway, got really into Strictly and can't wait for it this week, although I'm away and there's been a lot of drama this week as well. So
much drama. The drunken snob.
Oh my god.
I loved what his girlfriend brought out though.
I loved it as well. I was so like, because I watched them on Saturday, I saw her in the audience, and then I was like, oh, she looks really lovely. Looked her up and I was like, she's an actress, she does like stuff at the Fringe. I was like, god, she looks really cool. And then the day after that all came out and I was like, Jesus.
Oh. It was, but I loved her statement where she said, "I am not the victim." And then at the end, she said, "I'm really glad that I've taken the cat."
I know. Yeah, it was a real like empowered speech. I really liked. She's doing well, and I'm thinking of her, putting my fist in the air.
Let's move on to shopping.
Do you know, I've not done an awful lot of shopping this week. I've tried to be quite controlled. Because actually, having just packed my suitcase, I realised that I have quite a lot of nice autumn bits that go together quite well. Like, I've almost got my autumn capsule wardrobe sorted, and I'm quite satisfied with how it's going. Although, I did pick up two things from ASOS, which I'm going to quickly mention, and then my capsule wardrobe is complete. I got two things from Warehouse, which I'm loving at the moment. I got this kind of short cropped teddy car coat, which is almost like a pea coat kind of cropped. It's like an indigo blue colour, and it's that Borg.
Oh, is that the one you had on yesterday?
Yeah, it's like the Borg kind of teddy material, but it's so fluffy. Nice. Oh, it's a dream. And then I also bought a tartan shopper because I'm actually 80 years old.
Tartan shopper, tell me more.
It's like a dark green tartan shopper bag, but great for overnight. Great if I was coming up to you and needed my laptop and stuff. Saw it on Warehouse and I was like, "Ooh, that looks like a trendy alternative to something you would otherwise see in like your nan's house," and therefore I was sold. So that is what I've bought, and yeah, I'm gonna try and pull it in a bit. I just was reading through old blog posts that I'd done this time last year, and I did a one where we said we weren't going to be shopping in October. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Surprise, surprise. But we'd made a pact that we were not going to go shopping in October. And we're already 9 days in, but I think from here on in, I'm going to try and pull the reins in a bit, especially with Christmas around the corner.
Yeah, well, I'm not, because I'm going to Turkey and Mum keeps telling me how great the linens are. So I'll be buying linens from Turkey.
Oh my God. Are you trying to be controlled when it comes to like summer dress shopping now? Because
I haven't bought a thing.
Good.
Yeah, the only thing we are buying for holiday, well, actually, the only thing I have bought is swimming costumes, which I have mentioned, but I haven't mentioned the specifics of what swimming costumes I've bought. So I'll go into it since you asked. And I've just had a nightmare with swimming costumes. Like, I'm really fussy about swimming costumes generally. I have quite a long body, so I've ordered like some really nice ones in Under the Stories. I've had to send them back because they're just too short in the body. So last time I spoke to you, that was when I'd been up since till like 1 a.m. swimwear shopping, and I actually bought one from Long Tall Sally. Ooh. Because they're longer in the body. So I've got a black one from there, and one that's on its way is a Liberty print one from J. Crew. Oh. Now, they have got an extensive swimwear collection, like extensive, and it's all beautiful. Like, there's ginghams, there's florals.
Oh, I've seen them. They're not cheap, but they are stunning.
No, they're not cheap, which is the thing. So I read the reviews over and over and over again, because the one of them that I've bought, well, I'll tell you, it was £80, and that's in the sale. So it's really not cheap. But I'm thinking I'd rather spend more on a swimming costume that I love, you know, if I'm going to be pretty much naked. But I don't know what the fit of it's like, and it's on its way, and it's yellow, and it's a floral Liberty print. So I'm hoping that that's going to look great, because I've got a black one from Long Tall Sally, a Bowden one, and then a Liberty print one. And I think, I mean, that's quite excessive. I don't actually need three, but I have no excuse. I have no excuse.
I cannot wait to see them.
Yeah, I'm excited, because the thing with J. Crew is obviously you could go and try them on, but they probably haven't got them all in store anyway. So I'm really hoping. And then the only other thing we need to buy for holiday, which I refuse to get involved with, is Jack needs some swim shorts. And I told him in August, best get your swim shorts now. Did he listen to me?
No. Nope.
And the other day, well, yesterday in Dishoom, he was like, "I need to get some swim shorts." I just looked at him.
I bet you did like the Liam Neeson in Taken, and you went, "Good luck," and then just said nothing else.
Yes, exactly. So I don't care if he has to skinny dip in front of my family for nearly 10 days, because he will have brought that on himself. And then lastly, the only other thing that I'm buying is a carrier for June's pram. Oh. Really exciting
Less
stuff.
Glam.
I am knee deep in the small print of EasyJet. We're flying with EasyJet there and somebody else on the way back. So I'm looking at all the baggage allowance and like how far you're allowed to take the buggy. And then I've been on Mumsnet, which isn't my favourite place, but just seeing what other people have done with their pram. Oh, I tell you, it's a whole world of pain. But to make it better, I do have, which I have to disclose is part of my monthly paid partnership with Very, but I have got the perfect lilac jumper.
Oh, I did see it. I say this, but every week I'm like, oh, have seen that.
So I, at the start of the year, when Pantone announced ultraviolet was the colour of 2018, I was like, firstly, it's lilac. And secondly, over my dead body, knowing full well that give me, you know, six to 10 months and I'd be all over it like a rash. And there I am with my lilac jumper on. It's real nice. So I'll be wearing that for the next 5 to 7 days and then I'll be in my swimsuit.
Okay, so let's quickly move on to fridge fantasy. What have you been putting in your mouth this week, Charlotte?
Oh, why are we so juvenile? Well, as I've mentioned a couple of times during this podcast, I have been to Dishoom and it is one of my favourite places to eat. I order the same thing every single time. And every single time the waiter comes over to me and they say, have you been to Dishoom before? And I'm like, yes. And then they try and push something else on me. And I'm like, no.
That's the whole reason. I have been to Dishoom before and you don't need to tell me what you've got on special.
Yeah. So I have, and excuse the pronunciation, the Merg Malai. Is that what it's called? It's basically chicken that's been marinated for 24 hours and is moist. So moist. And sorry if you don't like that word in listening. And then it is all about the gunpowder potatoes. They are so good. Oh, my mouth salivating thinking about them. Oh my god, it actually is. And then I always get the Dishoom slaw, and then sometimes I'll see what mood I'm in. I'll either get a roti or a cheese naan.
Oofed. Oh, I'm surprised you're a cheese naan kind of girl. I'm very much a classic or garlic.
Well, I was really against it, and then my dad was like, you've got to try the cheese naan. And I was like, dad, cheese naan, are you joking? Like, come on, be a bit more cultured. Then I tried the cheese naan, never looked back.
Oh, controversial but delicious.
Yeah, really good. And the only other thing that I've been doing, because again I'm still so solo parenting, is putting anything on toast, like anything. And my favorite combination at the moment is cream cheese with a sprinkling of feta and then gherkins. Something about the cream cheese and the feta. It, like the feta brings out the cream cheese and the cream cheese brings out the feta.
I guess the feta's got a bit of saltiness to it. I'm not really a feta person, to be perfectly honest, but I can expect that.
Wow.
I know.
Each week as this relationship goes on.
It's a bit feety.
Feety?
Yeah, that's why it's called feta, because it sounds a bit like feet.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what the Greek population did when they named it.
Actually remind me of something I saw on Twitter this week, which was Stevie Martin, and she said something about why the bee's knees was called the bee's knees, and she said it was a joke, even if it wasn't. She said it's because it sounds like the business, like the bee's knees. Wow. And then loads of people were like, no, it's actually because bees carry honey in their knees and that's the best part of them. And it got quite extensive. But yeah.
Bees carry honey in their knees.
I think so, or something like that. I think I might be asking for a lot of correction there, but it was something
I think you're asking for trouble.
I know, I was gonna say it's something interesting to do with their knee joints.
Okay. I will research that and bring that information to the next episode. What have you been putting in your mouth this week?
So I have been doing a bit of baking, which I have not done in such a long time. It's been such a...
You haven't. You used to bake all the time.
I did, and I love it so much, but I just haven't had a lot of time. And this weekend on Saturday, I got back from brunch and it was a rainy Saturday. And I was like, do you know what? It feels like a cozy thing to do by doing a bit of baking. I really wanted to listen to some music and just sit in the kitchen and do stuff, because Joe was watching the football and we've only got one working telly. Okay, do you know, I'm going to sit in the kitchen, be productive and do something nice. And so I just realised the telly thing, we don't have loads of TVs. We only had the one TV working.
I was going to say, it sounds like the house of TV.
Yeah, I know, I said that. And then I was like, that makes our house sound far more lavish than it is. So apologies. But I did a cookie recipe and I did a bit of research. I had about 3% battery on my phone when I was out. And I was like, I need to pick up some ingredients. And I did the classic, like, Jamie Oliver Nigella search. And then I kind of did a whole pool of things. I was like, right, they all have eggs, they all have the same kind of things. Bought a selection of ingredients, then went home, looked at a cookbook, and then did the Claire Patak from Violet Bakery cookies.
After all that,
but they were absolutely delicious. And then on Sunday I saw my nan and she bought me a Mary Berry orange cake slice. So I feel like I've reinvigorated my love of baking. So maybe I'm gonna have to bake every week for this podcast.
I have just gone on your Instagram and it says occasional baker. I was like, the girl's not occasional, sporadic baker. Get back to occasional.
I know, annual baker. But I'm definitely going to become more occasional because I do love it and it is very satisfying.
I love baking. It's just kind of like, you can see what you've done with your time. It's a start to end job.
It really is. It was so good. Following on from that, I think it's about time we introduce this week's very special guest, which is a lady that both Charlotte and I are so, so fond of, both online and IRL. She is extensively talented. She's hilarious. She's like, it's like a ray of sunshine. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I was on a high when I left. I loved it. I loved this interview. Do you know what? I'm just taking the mic, but I just love interviewing people. This is our third interview and it invigorates me.
Yeah, she's absolutely exceptional. So this week we are interviewing the wonderful Sarah Powell and we are going to be talking everything from celebrating yourself, body confidence, and I think there's probably some Ferrero Rocher chat in there as well.
Just a little bit. So we really hope you enjoy it and we will speak to you from many countries of the world next week.
It'll be our international episode, as Sarah would say.
We've totally stolen that. Totally stolen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So this week's guest, we are Well, I'm hysterical. I am in Kentish Town, which is all quite exciting.
Yeah.
I met Alex Turner on the pub in the corner.
Stop it.
Yeah, what is it? The assembly room.
Yeah,
I met Alex Turner. Yeah,
Not just now.
Years ago.
My hands got a bit clammy then. I was like, recently?
Yeah, and the door's slammed. Liv's gone.
Yeah. He's in there now.
But this week's guest is the amazing, awesome Sarah Powell.
What an intro.
You got two.
I've got more of an intro.
Oh.
I haven't finished. Sarah is a podcaster, columnist, celebrant, and all-round spreader of positive vibes.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Oh. Been thinking about what to call myself for a while now. I think I love that.
Spreader.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe I should have used another term.
Spreader's lovely.
So, the reason we've got you here, you launched something quite exciting last week.
Yeah.
Would you care to tell us about it?
Well, it's been a long time coming. Is the first thing. You know what it's like. You know when you've got an idea of something that you want to do, but you're like, just hold on there, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get the website sorted and then I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
People are like, what are you up to? And I'm like, it's coming any day now.
It's in the oven.
Yeah. So to have it out in the world is just, I mean, I probably won't do much for the next few months. I'm like, I've done this now. Come and get me.
You've got a hangover from it.
Yeah.
They call them vulnerability hangovers.
Do they?
Yeah. After you've launched something. Yeah, that is a thing. So like if your energy levels or you generally just feel a bit crap after you've launched something or you've done something amazing, yeah, that's why.
Wow.
Because you've opened yourself up to, which we'll talk about what you've launched in a second, because people are like, tell us, please.
They're like, what is this thing that's
but you know, you're subjecting yourself to, you know, criticism or, you know, it not having the response that you'd quite like it to. And yeah, it's called a vulnerability hangover.
Wow, I love that.
I think that is Ray Dodd, my coach. I think that's
her
words.
I get a lot
words.
Of those.
Yeah.
I think I have them like daily.
Yeah.
It's full on though, isn't it? Because
sit down.
But also, it's your adrenaline, and you go high, and then, yeah, you need to look after yourself, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that. But, so I... Okay, so let's build up to this. Let's just keep... Sorry, dear listener. So I had done radio and a bit of TV for over 10 years. That was my thing. And I sort of got to the point where I was like, right, okay, I'm done. I'm going to do something else. And then I was... And then I sort of had the whole of last year going... Brilliant, I'm going to find my thing. This is going to be great and I'm going to do it. And it was agony and it was really hard. And it was because I couldn't work out what it was or what it looked like.
What your thing was.
Yeah, what is my thing? And, you know, you start looking at people like I've got jealous. Like you look at people on the tube and you're like, what do you do? What's your thing? What do you say to people when they say what you do? Because I just say, I don't know.
I relate to that so much. I messaged you and said, I feel like we had a similar experience. I used to look at people and they'd be like, I've had such a hard day at work. And it's like, I want a hard day at work.
Yeah.
What is it that you're working hard at?
Yeah. And there was all these things that I knew I enjoyed. I loved people and I loved talking and I loved Instagram stories. And I was like, what's going to pull all this together? So the first thing that happened was that I retrained to become a wedding celebrant. Thanks very much. That was because years and years ago, I was at a lunch at a mate's house and I met this couple and they were going on Don't Tell the Bride.
Oh,
I know.
£14,000 you get, I think.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, because I think it used to be 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making it up. It might still be 12.
I think it is more. I think it went up when it moved to E4.
Oh, I think they passed in post-Brexit Britain at E4.
So if you haven't seen Don't Tell the Bride, it's amazing. The bride doesn't know anything about the wedding. She just has to turn up on the day because the groom has organised everything.
My idea of hell.
I know. Well, most people's, to be fair. But they were really cute. They were really excited. They weren't kind of your classic Don't Tell the Bride couple because normally she's a bit of a control freak and she does everything anyway and he's sort of been handed over and goes, way, right.
Let's get married at Anfield or
somewhere. Yeah. I think having some pigs would be great.
I was going to say, it's like someone might say, oh, I like going to the farm. Brilliant.
Well, that's what we do.
Farm wedding.
And you can almost hear the producers in the background going, yeah, farm. She'll love that. Great. But they were going on and they ended up getting married on the top of the Bussy building in Peckham.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's on top of the car park. Basically, which they really went for on the programme. They were like, how will she feel getting married on a multi-storey car park?
Well, you're getting married in Peckham on a Saturday. I mean, count your lucky stars at that price.
So he wrote to me a couple of weeks later. I grilled them about everything. I was like, tell me everything. And then he wrote to me a couple of weeks later and he was like, can you come and like host the day? Like, we need a compere. And I was like, I'm there. And then he said, oh, could you do us a bit of a ceremony? I said, yeah, sure. And it was, I just loved it. Like, I absolutely loved it. I found out all their story and was sort of, you know, putting in my little flourishes, my little touches, my little lols and all this kind of stuff. And I just thought, this is great. And then I didn't really do anything with it. And then it was a gorgeous girl on Instagram who listens to my other podcast, Jules and Sarah, the podcast, twice a week, every Friday. Yeah. And and she was Katie the celebrant. And I was like, oh, Katie.
Katie the celebrant.
Yeah, Katie. Nice. Now I'm interested. Spoke to her. She sort of got put me in touch with the Humanist UK that she trained with. So I went through the training. So that was the first thing that happened, that I became a wedding celebrant. And then I was like, actually, I feel like you kind of can have a ceremony for anything. You know what I mean? You can mark any moment with a ceremony. Obviously, we know about namings and funerals and things like that. But actually, what about an engagement ceremony? What about a divorce ceremony? What about, you know, I've had a really tough year and I've come through the other side of it. Let's celebrate ceremony. And then, so I started to run with that. So I got really excited about that. And I did a competition on my Instagram. So I was like, win a ceremony. It's up to you. What do you want to celebrate? But I was like, birthdays, you know, if you've got a 40th, have a ceremony. Like, you know, you can
this
do
is
it
my
for
ethos
anything.
For life. I didn't know.
That's it. Existence. You can celebrate. You can do one in a minute. We've done a podcast. Let's have a ceremony.
Oh my God.
But this gorgeous lady, I'm going to do it for next year. She's been through breast cancer. So originally we talked about her having a new boob party with a ceremony, and now we're kind of winded it up into, you know, loving life sort of thing and just celebrating.
Amazing.
You know where she's at. She's got through this thing.
Yeah.
She's started her own business and all this kind of stuff. So we're going to kind of, it's marking those moments. So that's kind of one half of what I'm doing. And then the other half is the idea of self-celebration. So this for me came out of quite a dark sort of year, really. A lot of anxiety, huge, massive identity crisis, really, the whole of last year. And when I came through it, and one thing that I knew that I really wanted to do was speaking. Mm. I loved the idea of being in front of an audience and then nodding along with what
Look
I was saying.
Look at me, I'm just literally nodding for anybody
but
that can't
feeling
see.
Feeling good and having that exchange and having a little merchandise stand over there. And, you know, that's kind of what I had in mind. So I started with that. And then actually it was Lucy Sheridan. Massive shout out to Lucy Sheridan.
Oh, go and follow her on Instagram if you don't.
Absolute goddess. She came on, we've got a podcast series called Wobble. Which is all about body confidence and happiness. So she came on as a guest and then we went for lunch and I was like, you know, Lucy, I'm done with finding my thing. Like, I'm bored of it.
Help me,
Lucy. And, you know, because I just don't think you can do things like that on your own. I just, for me anyway, that just wasn't going to work. So she sort of took the idea of celebrant and celebrate and celebration. And you know when a light just goes on for you. Yeah. And I was like, this is so me, the idea of celebrating and that we should really kind of honour ourselves with like mini celebrations all the time. Just sort of really honour who we are right now instead of who we're going to be or who we want to be. Just bringing it right back to now. So put all that together. So I suppose the whole sort of thing that I just launched last week is called Celebrate Yourself. Oh. So you can do it with a ceremony. You can self-celebrate.
What more could you want in this life? I do feel some of my biggest regrets have not been celebrating things, like celebrating my graduation or celebrating my engagement. Like just little, well, they're quite big things, but I just, you know, when you're younger and you're like, it's a bit uncool to celebrate, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you're freelance as well, you don't have like those, I don't know, those moments that you have in a normal career, per se. You don't have the kind of promotions or those things, so you feel like you can kind of just plod along for a long time.
Yeah, and we don't, and that's what we do, and we don't stop and honour things that we've been through or things that have come through. But also, I think we're taught to, you know, I mean, I know you're a big fan of playing big. Uh-huh. We are taught to play small because you don't want to be too full of yourself. You don't want to be bragging here. Don't show off, you know. Don't start going on about how great you are because people don't like that. And it's not, do you know what I mean? There's such a difference between being that, which nobody wants, and actually going, wow, I did this and it's really great and I want to share it with you. And, you know, because everybody, it always reflects for other people as well, you know, and everybody wants an excuse to have a little celebration.
Oh my God. So how do people go about booking for like a non-wedding?
So if there's a non-wedding, the best thing to do, I'm totally open. Like, I love the idea. Any ideas. Just if people want to, people have something that they want to mark. And it's also really important to say that you can mark it however you want. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be 50 people in a room with balloons and streamers and everybody looking at you if that's not what you're about. It could be.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, no one's doing that.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. But for a lot of people, it is that, just wanting to have that moment, and it can look however you want. It could be a Tuesday afternoon with, you know, three of your best mates and a load of Ferrero Rocher. Like, it could be whatever.
Now you're giving me ideas. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It can look however you want it to. And that's a really, really important thing, that it's so personal. So, yeah, if somebody's got an idea, they've got something, or they, you know, something that they want to do for a friend or something that they've been through, like, yeah, just get into, do you know what I mean? Just get in touch. Like, there's so many different ways of doing it. And there's so many different, even just the tone of something or what's included in it or who speaks or just, there's so many different directions that you can go in. So, yeah.
So excited. I felt we should follow up to this as well. I want to know all the things that you will be doing because I feel like, in general, we just don't celebrate enough.
No.
Why do you think that is? In the UK especially, because I feel like...
Well, I think what I said earlier about, like, you know, we're taught like, no, don't get too, you know, don't get too big for your boots. Mm. That's a big one. And I don't know, I mean, I think it is people generally, but I think particularly if you're British, there's a very big tendency not to pack yourself on the back too much. You know?
I feel like I might backdate all of my things that I could celebrate. And we're here for Charlotte's graduation, Charlotte's engagement party, going self-employed.
I love that. That would be great.
The day of Charlotte.
Yes. Oh God. All of the things.
Saint Charlotte.
Look at you two encouraging this.
Yeah. I'm there.
I'm so there. Because I didn't graduate or anything. I didn't have any of these moments, and I've never had a proper time.
I think we should quit recording right now.
Start. So many opportunities to celebrate. Damn it.
But the thing about those moments, like graduations and weddings, you almost have to wait for them.
Yes,
you know what I mean? And with a graduation, somebody else has got to decide how it looks and when it happens and what it's going to be
how
like.
How much your hat will cost.
Absolutely, and what you've got to wear and what you've got to say and what you've got to do. So we're quite restricted anyway with the kind of ways that we celebrate, because also, you know, I talk a lot about false celebrations, which is nobody loves wine more than me. No one. I love it. But it doesn't have to be that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to look like getting trashed and cake and party hats and balloons. It can. It absolutely can.
It could just
like
be
that.
In a doll room, but it's whatever.
Yeah, but all those things can happen. But actually, there's so many other ways to celebrate. There's so many other ways that you can do it and things that you can have. So, yeah, I think that's another... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the traditional forms of celebration, you have to wait.
Yeah, totally.
For somebody else to say, okay, you're worth it now because you've done this.
And you qualify.
Yeah.
And it might be something you don't want to do, like have a baby or, like, you know, get engaged. It might just be something that's not on your life plan whatsoever. And
totally.
It's like, but where are your celebrations?
Mm.
I am into this.
Yeah.
So into this.
I don't even know where I am with my questions now. Can we go back to you being lost a little bit more?
Yeah. Sure.
Can we open that wound?
Yes.
I resonate with it so much. And I definitely, now that I'm through the other side, know what it's like to be lost. But I think for some of our listeners, they might be in that phase right now where they just don't know.
Mm.
So what kind of tips can you give them? Or what do you think helped you to kind of... Hindsight's a wonderful thing, I guess, isn't it?
It is, because you look back on it and you go, well, it can't have been that bad. I got you doing to me, but it was because it was waking up every day and going, oh, what is it? Where's the thing? What am I going to do with myself today? You know, or go into a job that, you know, isn't your thing, really. So the first thing is to know to keep going. Like, don't just go, well, I'll never find it. So that's that. I'm just going to you know, leave things as they are. I think the most important thing is to be absolutely, completely clear on what you like doing. Like for me, like I said, it was speaking to people. I love speaking to
You're
people.
You're very good at it.
Whether they want to be to like speak to them or not.
I don't think Charlotte and I have like blinked. We haven't like shut our mouths. We're just like,
well, yes. You haven't been able to get a word in edgeways. Let's be very clear.
I have been trying, but it's very difficult. I've met my match.
So I think I'm a good listener. This is brilliant.
You've got to be. You've been forced to be. So what was I saying? Yeah, so finding the thing, and that could be anything. It could be, like, you love writing, or it could be that you, I don't know, like, it could be really something really small that, because I think the pressure is that it's got to be something you can monetize. Mm-hmm. And actually, it might be that you love gardening. It might be that you absolutely love sewing. It might be just a really awesome hobby that, you know, isn't necessarily going to be your big thing, the thing that pays your bills. But God, if you can identify that and run with it, that's a huge start, because you're already going to get more fulfilled. And that's a process as well, because there was a lot of things that I thought I liked, and I was like, oh yeah, no, I like doing that. And then
what did you think you liked? Because I thought I liked, I'm sure I've told this story, but I thought I wanted to be a florist.
Right.
And my friend was like, come and do a day's like floristry with me. One day, done. It was I like flowers. Let's not get confused.
Yeah. Cold hands.
Yeah, early mornings. About
a florist. Yeah, really cold hands.
4 a.m. till 6 p.m. Get and right. I was freezing. Yeah. No.
It's no life if you're out there.
Not for me.
No. I'm trying to think. I think there was just, I always, for a while, I thought I wanted to do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that was the thing. I was like, well, I like being on, I want to be on stage. I want to talk to people. And I want people to smile at me and say, yeah, you're great. So I thought, well, is it stand-up? Is that, should I be doing that? And I think the telltale thing is when you do nothing mm-hmm. about it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not excited. You're like, oh, yeah, I should probably look into that.
I've had that conversation. Someone was like, no, you're just like making people laugh. That's fine. You don't have to go to like the Hammersmith Apollo.
No.
You can just like make your friends laugh. And that's fine.
When you have that moment, it's such a relief. Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't have to do that. Oh, thank God. Like
that, I think that's so telling what you say, that you don't do anything about it.
No.
You're like, oh, well.
I'll put it on a list. Yeah. And I better do something about that. And then when it was celebrating, like, I just couldn't stop doing stuff. I couldn't stop writing notes and having ideas and, you know, drawing logos and all that kind of, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just couldn't. I was just so excited about it.
You're making people smile and laugh at the same time.
Which is what's so glorious. That it's, you know, you start with what you like and then you kind of distill it into something almost, and you're like, oh, okay, this is how it looks. And then suddenly you've got your thing, and it's such a relief. Like, it's a massive relief. But the first thing that really helped me was Emma Gunn's came round. Emma Gunn's has got a sensational podcast. Oh. And she came round and she went up to, podcast. And she went up to my shelf and she had,
I've taken pictures of them from every angle.
She took out this book that had been on my shelf for over a year, and it was called You Are a Badass.
Oh, yeah.
By Joan Sincero. And it's huge. Like, and she was like, oh, this book. I said, I haven't read it.
I'm having my books. That's on my bookshelf. And
which
I've not
one?
Read
yeah.
It.
I haven't read it. The yellow one. Yeah. It's bright yellow.
I think if, so I did Tara Moore and the green book of Jenny's. Yes. Or Jen.
Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah, and then there's the yellow one. I haven't got the yellow one.
Yeah, so I think she did the yellow one first, which is You Are a Badass, and then the green one is You Are a Badass at Making Money.
All about the money.
Great.
Sorry.
But we're not allowed to be out there now. Yeah, it's so weird with money, isn't it, that we're just sort of not allowed to be. That sort of comes out of, don't talk about money. Oh, no, it's a bit crass. So she gave me that book, which just, the heavens just opened, because that is so good at getting you focused. It focuses you. What is the thing you like? What is the thing that you want to do? And the lovely thing is about that book, she didn't know either. She sort of starts and she's sort of in this sort of tricky position of not knowing. So she just followed the crumbs, which I think, I love that phrase. But you start with something you like, and then that pushes you on to go and do something with it. And then you read something or you watch something, and then you meet somebody or you get into something on Instagram or whatever.
Something on Instagram.
You know what I mean? Fall in the hole on Instagram. But you do that and then slowly you're like, oh my God, this feels amazing. Like, I'm doing something that I really love. Like, this is great.
I think I call it the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. So, like, you slowly but surely get them, and you've got the border.
Yes.
And then you can figure out what's the sky and what's the...
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think what the other word for not sky is. Yeah.
The land.
The floor, the land,
the
yes.
Floor. I've got a few of the middle pieces that aren't all quite joined up, and I'm just looking at them like, ah.
But I think so it's having...
therapy.
Oh, God, good. I think... say that about wobble. It's just all free therapy.
Oh, my God, I love
Just bring guests on and just work through your own issue.
Yes.
But I think it's trusting the process, and I think... as I've got older, that's something I don't know what I'm doing, but I trust that whatever it is I'm doing, like you say, I'm just following those crumbs.
And it is all a work in progress. Like, I think I talk about this a lot in self-celebration, because I think I put myself in the waiting room for a long time. So I created this magical place in the future where I was really fulfilled. I wore the clothes that I liked. I drank enough water. I earned the money that I wanted to earn, and I had the life, and it was perfect and everything was great. And so there was a distance. There was an offset between where I was at now and this magical, brilliant place in the future. And what I want to do with self-celebration is close the gap, really, because it just, that place just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If you ever got there, it wouldn't look like that anyway. But I think we get a kind of a bit obsessed with it. And then for me, I was like, well, there's only one way to get there. And what if I take a wrong turn on the way and I'm just going to ruin everything? So everything becomes really pressurized, every decision, every bit of work or something you do. And I think it's really the most important thing, you know, following on from what you said, is that it's just a work in progress all the time, constantly. We're never going to get there.
Even that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We're never going to get there and go, oh, I've done it all. Brilliant. Yeah. I've lined it all up. Here it is. Perfect. I can just relax and enjoy it. And for years, I thought that. Years and years.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the same as like saving things for best.
Yes.
It's that whole kind of like, oh, wait, I'll save that.
Yes.
Like, till when? Till when?
I did that with those little soaps. You know, the little soaps that I put out. I've had those for about 3 years.
Can we talk more about the little soaps?
Absolutely.
So in Sarah's bathroom.
One of the questions we have
written down. Yeah. So Sarah's flat is amazing. It's, I can't it's describe interiors. It's got neon. We've got flamingo glasses. We've got...
it's terrible on a hangover.
We've got pink sausage.
Yeah, but it's set against a very kind of neutral colour. So all the colour pops, actually, it's not too much.
And that was very hard for me to choose that grey paint. Yeah. I was really bored to choosing it. I was like, oh.
You've done very well.
Thank you so much.
There's a little dish in the bathroom, and it's got all... I can't describe them.
I think they're called confetti soap.
Yes.
So they're like little...
I haven't used them. I just looked at them.
You haven't used them?
Well, no, because...
2 weeks.
I have washed my hands, but not with soap. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, everyone.
Ew.
It's my laptop. It's fine.
But the little coloured, different coloured soaps and the little hearts and little stars and stuff like that. And I bought those years ago. I went to see my sister was living in Argentina in Buenos Aires. And I went and
That's
I bought
such an
them.
Exotic soap story.
I know, isn't it? It's somebody asked somebody, it's like, oh, these are nice. Where are they from? I was like, well, actually.
They wouldn't be like
that. Yes. So I went and bought them, but I've never used them.
Well, they're out of the packaging. I'm not sure I'm going to use them today. I mean, they've come more than the best. Yeah,
they're going to be a prop, aren't they? They're just going to sit on the side and gather dust. But it's exactly what you're saying, Liv. It was saved for best. I used to do it all the time with perfume. Oh. I never would wear perfume because I'd be like, oh no, I'll save that for best. Like it's the war or something. Do you know what I mean?
And for me, especially, I don't have anywhere best. I have a child. I'm not going anywhere fancy.
Yeah.
I just want to get to the cinema this month.
But that is that really goes back to self-celebration as well, because using your perfume, using your best soap, wearing your best thing is a little celebration. It's every single day going, I'm worth it, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to honour myself, actually.
So true. It's like, actually, I can wear that.
Yeah.
Like, I deserve to wear it.
But we don't.
Yeah,
we really
don't deserve
to
wear that today.
It's so funny, isn't it? What a way to place yourself, because,
yeah.
I mean, it's that horrific mean voice that we've all got. So, you know, Tara talks about it with the inner critic. She sort of talks about it in terms of being an inner critic that just comes for you.
Mm.
And to place yourself in that moment of going, I am not worth that today.
Mm.
It's just so mean.
I think as long
it?
As it's 30 degrees washable, get it on.
Yeah.
If it's dry cleaning, maybe think twice. If it's dry cleaning only.
If it's dry cleaning, you can put it in
the wash. Well, yeah, just don't want to take that risk.
But I just...
Careful out there, kids.
What you do is you put it in the washing bin and you let Joe, like your other half, or someone else wash it, and then it's not your fault.
This has just happened to me. This has literally just happened to
me. Oh, with the pink top.
No, that was, I mean, that was a horrible moment for everyone involved.
Sorry, let's not bring that up again.
I had this, I bought two of them to replace it in case it ever happened
again. So what happened? You just put it, this lovely pink top.
The pink frilly top, that had gone in the wash, fine, but we don't have a tumble dryer. And we've got a terrible damp problem. So everything has to go to the laundrette in the great big...
Oh,
I'm doing it this afternoon, actually. Oh. Do stick around for that.
I've got a date with Dishoom, sorry.
Fair. That went through the tumble dryer. And we were in bed that night. And I almost sat bolt upright. I went, that top didn't go in the tumble dryer, did it? It wouldn't. Yeah. That wouldn't happen, would it? And John's, just fell because he just didn't know.
The colour drained.
Yeah, and I went and got it, and when the sleeves come up to your elbows.
Did he do that thing? I don't know if he does this, but Jack does this, where I ask him something, he just lies immediately. He's like, it didn't go in the tumble dryer. Like, knowing full well, he has no idea if it went in the tumble dryer or not. He's like, no.
Oh yeah, I have a 2-hour period where I'm like, it eventually comes out.
Yeah.
And then he sits there, he's just like, no, it didn't.
Yeah, not to be like rude, but yeah, he does. He just lies. He's like, no, it did not go in the tumble dryer.
Bless him.
We are awful. Yes,
I know, it's horrible.
But it's good that Joe
living in fear. No, maybe, I don't know.
Joe washed a pair of dry clean only pajamas. Pajamas shouldn't be dry clean only.
No.
And they were fine.
All my dry clean only stuff gets worn about 14 times.
Just putting my hand up. If something is dry clean only, sometimes it means, my friend's a garment tech, that the company have not paid for the tests to wash it. So they might sometimes put a dry clean only label on and it actually can be washed. They just haven't bothered to figure it out. So there's a little fact for you all.
If I made clothes, I'd just say they were dry clean only. It makes it fancy,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I think
how
I've
fancy.
Really
yeah. It was dry clean only, just so you know. The whole collection.
We have gone so far off topic.
I know.
I don't even know where we were.
I know. Well, let's get back. I had the questions up and I was like, I must keep on track of this. I'm too late. We're too far gone.
Oh, it's me. Who knows?
Well, let's go back to your podcast.
Yes.
Plural. Mm. So you've got one that you host with Jules von Heck. Oh, sorry.
No, it's your question, but... Yes, that's what we're up to.
So you don't just have one, you've got two podcasts.
Yeah.
Which you co-host both of them with Jules von Heck.
Yes.
Who I have not met yet, and we've got mutual friends, and it's just getting like, I'm getting a bit desperate.
Jules, I mean...
Where did you meet him?
So I met him on the radio.
Did you?
Yeah, I was doing my radio show at the time, and he came on to talk about red carpet tans. I feel like it was the BAFTAs or something. And you know what it's like when you just meet someone and you're like, yes, you.
You're for me.
Jules, yeah, like, come on in.
Infectious.
And we just started doing it because we kept saying, oh, we should do something. We just wanted to see each other more, really. And we thought, do you know what? We'll start doing a podcast every week, and if it becomes a bit of a pain, we'll just go out for dinner. Like, we don't, we just loved it. Like,
well, you've done 250 episodes now,
loads.
So how many times do you release? Once a week?
It's on the main episode's on a Friday, but we do the nibble, which comes out on a Tuesday, which Portslough Crew, that's the name of our listeners, are the Portslough Crew, because we talk about everything.
That's the cheese, right?
That's the cheese.
That is one of my favourite cheeses.
Yeah, we talk about cheese so much, and we've always said Portslough is the gateway cheese that gets you in. You didn't think you wanted cheese, you have Portslough, suddenly you're lost. Do you know what I mean? You've got the whole trolley. But the Portslough Crew, I have to apologise for them, because the nibble goes up on a Tuesday and I always wake up on a Tuesday morning and go, oh, the nibble, I must upload it. So it's always late, which I apologise for.
Oh, we're terrible
for.
At uploading too.
I've got to do today's podcast at some point.
It'll go up. Do you know what I mean? But I think the lovely thing is that we've both always loved doing it as much as each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if one of us had been a bit flaky or thought, I can't do it this week, or well, we'll pick it up in a couple of weeks, it just wouldn't have worked. But I don't think we've ever missed a week of doing it, because we just love it.
Inspired. Well, I'm going to ask them about how they record, because Jules travels a lot, doesn't he?
Yes.
So that's why when we have cancelled it, because we just haven't bothered to try, but we just thought the internet won't cope.
We do Skype.
Right.
So Jules was in New York last week, so we did it. We call it the international special, where because I'm always here. I never go anywhere. I never do
always
anything.
The laundrette.
Jules will be like, where are you this week? Yeah, I'll just be in the laundrette. Where are you this week? And he was like, NYC. I was like, okay, all right, well, I'll be here when you're ready.
All right, for some, yeah.
but the other podcast that we do is our podcast series, because we call Jules and Sarah Feel Good Nonsense, because we just talk about our mothers, we talk about cheese, we talk about pudding trolleys. Like, we'll just talk about whatever. It can go anywhere.
Perfect.
It always does. And then we started getting messages from people listening who, and the message kind of got really similar. It was, oh, I've been going through this and it's been a bit crap. And actually, it's really lovely to have the podcast because it's sort of, you know, a bit of a half hour of silliness, really, or a bit of a half hour of nonsense, which we never expected. Like, we just thought, this is ridiculous. And so to have that and for people to go, oh, I've saved them up because, you know, I'm having a really tough time and I just need a laugh. And we thought, this is amazing. So Jules launched Isle of Paradise, which is his amazing tanning brand.
If you don't know about it, even I can use it and not get streaks.
Oh, yes. It's incredible.
Go and check it out. It's in Boots.
I've ever looked.
Yes. Oh, we all look amazing.
Like, I'm gonna go in for the green or the purple next week before I go on holiday.
Oh, I've got as far as green.
Oh, well, I might go straight to purple. Well, I will report back.
It's not a competition, Charlotte.
I'm the colour of feta, so I never go past peach. But he was launching that, and obviously the whole ethos behind Isle of Paradise is body confidence and to really kind of just to love your shape, whatever shape you are, and whoever you are, just to make you feel good. That's the sort of main message there.
This is where Wobble comes in.
So this is where Wobble came in. So we were like, well, we've got all these people. We're always going through something. Isle of Paradise has launched to make people feel good. So what if we could have a podcast series? And we have it. So we've done two series. We've just finished the second series. And every week we have a guest on, and they can be an expert or they can just be somebody who's just been through something. We've had all sorts. We've had amazing Lauren, who's Girl Versus Cancer, talking about that. We had Lucy on, who's the comparison coach. We had an amazing woman called Gina Swire on, who does all stuff about self-love. We had this girl on called Ella, who's, I think she's a size 22, and she swims. She's a big wild swimmer.
I messaged her on Instagram. She's
gorgeous.
Lovely.
She's lovely. And she developed a swimwear range for women and who want to swim, because there's some awful stat, like women aren't taking their kids to learn to swim because they just don't want to get in a swimsuit.
Oh, really?
Like, it's a big thing. Yeah. So they've developed this sort of range of swimwear that anyone can wear. It's any size, it's really flattering, it's, you know, it's well cut, but it actually like holds and looks after you, sort of thing. So we've had those people on. Like, we've had people with acne, adult acne. M Ford came on to talk about that. So just people from every sort of background and just tell their stories and give advice and all that kind of stuff. So it's just been a joy. And we finished series two with Bryony Gordon,
who was
just absolutely incredible.
I saw her buying a dress in Under the Stories once and I wanted to say hello, but I thought, don't.
Well, you should have done.
I know, but not to mention Pandora and Dolly again, but on their podcast, they were like, the podcast we are not. There's no fact checking going on here. But they said, like, what are you achieving by interrupting somebody in that situation?
Right.
Like, you know, if you're just like shopping on your own, like.
Oh, but I think that's the nicest thing you can do. Just don't mind. Just stop and say, by the way, what I think you're doing is really cool.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody wants to hear that.
If someone came up to me, I would be like, what, would you like an autograph? I think I'd get overexcited.
Let me just practice that for you.
I'd get overexcited. I'd be like, let's do something.
Are you going to do another series of Wobble?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Series three, yes. When? Totally planned. I think, well, I'm getting married. Casual.
Oh, we've not mentioned that at all.
Yeah.
Prior to recording the podcast, we've been stood in Sarah's kitchen for over an hour comparing suppliers and going through Sarah's wedding list.
I literally said before we got here to Charlotte, I was like, right, we should definitely talk to her about the wedding. That's going to be really exciting. We got here and I was like, wedding!
Yeah, I'm not sure that...
That's an assault to the ears.
I'm not sure the listeners need to hear what happened in that kitchen.
So I'm getting married and then I don't think we'll do anything before the end of the year. So I think it'll be January.
Right.
I think we'll do series
when people
three,
need it the most.
January. I know, well, that's it. Absolutely. So yeah, series three of Wobble coming soon.
But if not, there is enough of a back catalogue.
Absolutely. And we always say as well, go back and listen to episodes again, because people say things that you need at a different time, I think. And I've listened to some of them. I'm like, God, I don't remember saying that at all.
So wise.
Yes.
No, that's the thing. Like, you've always done 250 or plus episodes of just like uplifting chatter. And then you've got
the nibbles is my fave, the nibs.
I know. And then you've got all these like really like deep, kind of intense, amazing conversations. Like, it's,
it is like free therapy. It is. Well, it's just lovely. isn't it? It's lovely to sit and chat nonsense. Jules and I, sometimes we turn up and we're like, God, I really need it today. Like, you know, we've just been like this. Mm. And then you're just silly with
I feel like I'm walking on air after I've left here.
Well, I feel exactly the same about you too. Thanks. I do, you know what I mean? But it's the same. Like, I wake up tomorrow on Monday, you know, my thing that I'm sort of struggling with at the moment is I am really, really good at staying up late. Like,
I'm brilliant at it.
Brilliant.
We recorded the podcast on Friday. I could barely keep my eyes open because I stayed up till 1 a.m. looking at swimwear.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
I'm alive.
I message you.
Best work.
Yes.
But it does mean that I don't get up in the morning. And you're, like, obviously you've got June, which must be just great. I need a dog or a baby to get me up.
Even if you've got a dog, Maggie will sleep till, like, 9. I'm like, no, I'm an early
Maggie!
Dog.
I don't tell a lot of people this, but June sleeps till about 8 a.m.
Oh, great.
I do watch what circles I say that in. I do.
Yeah.
Because people are like, Yeah. So she generally gets up about 7:30, and then I'll have breakfast at about 9. So I'm still in my pyjamas at 10.
Yeah.
Which for me really works because I'm not a morning person.
See, my ideal sleeping, my 8 hours would be 1 till 9.
Yeah.
Perfect. That would be my. That seems a lot longer. No, that is 8 hours. Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but that would be my dream. But it's just you get up at 9, and then the worst thing is when you look on Instagram and you know everyone's having a productive morning and they've been for a run or they've got the
it
kids.
It takes me a
whatever.
Long time to get started. My worst thing is thinking about June going to school already because I'm like, how are we going to get out the door? How are we?
I don't know how people do it.
No.
I think, because it was a weird thing that I used to beat myself up with for quite a while, and I've had to really kind of go, no, this has got to go. That I would get up late and then sort of do things, but it was never quite enough that I'd done. And I would have this comparison that I would go, some people have two kids and they do loads more than you, and they've got two kids. And it was this really weird little, like, wiring in my brain. And I started comparing myself to myself in the future who potentially has two kids and going, well, how are you going to do it then? How are you going to do it then if you can't even do it now? It was so
weird.
Our
brains, what is wrong with them?
But it really became, and then suddenly it was just there. You know, when you stop noticing it and you just feel guilty or bad.
Oh, yeah.
You've just got to stop. It's got to go. Embrace who you are. Some people love getting up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
And hats off to them.
Yeah. And also, I feel like, I talk a lot about this as well, if you've got something that you struggle with, whatever it is, whether it's clothes, food, money, whatever, you need a system. If it's just something that you naturally aren't very good at, but you want to be good at it because, or you need to be good at it, you just need to find your system that works for you and however it looks. And yeah, and just, so for me, I think it's going to be getting up. I want to start getting up properly at 7:30. That's what I want to start doing.
Shit to lay.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I'll, yeah. But I know that I can't snooze. Snoozing's got to go.
Yeah.
Because
I just snooze.
So I've got to set my alarm and I've got to get up. And that's going to have to be my system. But that's going to be a while to get that in place. And it might need a little bit of adjusting or whatever. But
I think 6 weeks is a nice window to develop a habit. Don't push yourself.
Is it 21 days that it takes to form a habit?
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm. 21 days, stop snooze.
Yeah, that's it. I'll let you know. I'll be knackered.
It's like a
DVD. You see me.
Stop snooze.
Maybe it's your alarm sound, because I don't have an alarm anymore. I just have June making this weird noise in her room. It sounds like a mouse.
Right.
It's really bizarre, but that is actually nicer than any of the alarms on the iPhone. So maybe you just need to find
a small child to make mouse noises.
Could you send me a recording?
Absolutely. But maybe you just need to find a song. I remember when I had a wall mounted CD player, and there was a really the greatest thing about it was you could set an alarm so it like started my favorite song when I got
Lovely.
up, which is much nicer.
You can do that on phones for an easier option.
Can you?
I think you can.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh, well, there we are.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The future.
A CD player.
A wall mounted CD player. I'm going to close it up there, but I've got two more non-worky related questions.
Okay.
So first of all, because we talk a lot about food on the podcast, and we have a new section called Fridge Fantasy. What is your fridge fantasy?
Well, we've talked a lot about Ferrero Rocher, which I do love.
Hopefully they'll be sponsoring your wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. I want the...
The tower.
I want the ambassador's tower that nobody's allowed to take one from because it'll all come falling down. I love cheese. We talk about cheese a lot on the podcast. What else do I love? I love bread.
Oh, I love bread. Mm. I love all different. There's no bad bread.
No.
There's just not even a white sliced, you know, 49p is
I love
gorgeous.
A white slice with sour cream in, just folded.
I've never got on with salad Have you cream. Not? I've never got. Were they going to rebrand it or ban it or something?
Ban it?
Yes, they were going to get rid of it, weren't they?
They were going to rebrand it. I can't think of anything, like make it sound more fancy than it is.
No.
Salad cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Not for you.
No, not for me.
What do you want on your bread? Do you want it toasted?
I just want butter as thick as my two thumbs.
Salted?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you know what's gorgeous? A little bit of salt. Yeah. Actual yeah. salt on it. Marmite. I'm very, very happy. Lemon curd.
Oh.
I've got a real penchant for.
Butter and lemon curd on top.
But you'd get on with my mum.
Yeah, would
she
I?
She loves lemon curd.
God, it's great. June, my mum. This is another reason that we've bonded so closely. So my mum's June and obviously you're June. My mum, June, is genuinely worried that they'll stop making marmalade because not enough people like it anymore. She's really worried about it, that it will
die out.
Has she
been stocking up?
Yeah. She's always trying to push marmalade on people.
I buy one jar a year. Maybe yeah. For my Christmas ham, maybe I'll buy two for June.
If you could, because she's just very worried that the young people won't know about marmalade.
Only my grandparents used to have it on. You know the milk loaf, the round one?
Yes.
The little bread, and they used to toast it and make a marmalade sandwich, like Paddington.
It's a bit like Nimble, that bread. Yeah. Nimble bread. I'd settle for Nimble. I'd have Nimble.
Oh, wow.
Everything from a sourdough to Nimble and everything in between.
Oh, my
bread.
God.
I just adore bread.
What's that bread called that you get in fancy restaurants? That almost like crisp bread, like piano. Is it called piano bread?
I think it is. Yeah,
piano
it's,
bread?
It's almost like a cracker.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not convinced. Mm. They call it a bread though and I'm a bit like, a bit fraudulent.
Yeah. If I was promised bread and I got crackers, I'd be...
a little
like,
bit.
Come that's on. Where the bread lies.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
And what have you been watching on telly as well?
What have I been watching? We've been watching Killing Eve.
Well, you two can have a conversation. I've not caught up.
She's just amazing. I haven't watched it all.
The other day I was like, I want to be like
that. I know. I said that. I was
serial
like,
killer.
Don't be naughty. Just, yeah, I'm shocking.
That was quite good.
Thanks so much. But we're only, I don't know how people have the time to just watch everything. We have only just finally got to the end of The Handmaid's Tale. Finally.
I've not even started.
It's you're like, awesome. It is.
I just rewatched the same old shit.
Do you? Yeah. What do you rewatch?
Grace and Frankie and Bridget Jones. Really doing it for the feminist movement,
I
me.
I would love Grace and Frankie.
Have you not watched it?
I've never watched
you
it.
Would love it.
I'd love it. And we loved Wild Wild Country.
What's that on?
So Wild Wild Netflix is a documentary series and it's about a cult in America in the 80s. And it's one of those brilliant things that you start with. It's better if you don't know anything,
right, okay,
actually.
Fine.
Because you start watching it and then, you know, you just can't believe it, the stuff that unfolds. And then this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. And that's awesome. That's really amazing.
I might get my teeth stuck into
that.
Yeah,
Wild Wild Country is a good one.
My problem is Jack's away. Mm. So we've got so many things started that we can't finish until he gets back.
Yes.
And normally what we do if he's away is we sit and watch them at the same time and then we WhatsApp throughout. So like if I need to pause to go to the toilet, he has to pause there.
Yes.
But at the moment we're on different schedules, so even that's not happening.
It's hard, isn't
yeah.
it? Have you ever watched anything without him and then pretended you haven't seen it?
No, because I'm not a very good liar.
Right.
So
you look like you've done
yeah, I've done it. Only with a bit of first dates or something.
Okay.
You
fine.
Know what I mean? But actually like gone, oh, you know, like reacted again.
Yeah, I can't even I've got Jen Strictly.
Great.
Right, and I'm really into Strictly at the moment. I'm not proud of it.
You can be, you should
be. I'm so proud of it.
Celebrate that.
Yeah. And then yesterday, there's a Twitter account called Strictly Spoilers, so you find out who's gone before they air it. I don't know why I saw it. And then we were watching it, and Joe was like, oh, yeah, cause he's getting quite into it now. And I was like, Lee Ryan's gone. And he was like, oh, really didn't want that. Like, I was like, I'm not really fussed about this. I was like, I'm not really fussed about this. I was trying to act like I was surprised, and I was like, yeah, he goes. And I was like, I can't believe I just said that, and I felt like sick.
I do with Coronation Street. John and I watch Coronation Street. John won't thank me for telling you that.
Well, I can't keep up with Coro.
It's hard. I mean, it's a second job. Yeah. It really is. It's on a lot.
You can't get
Well, what are the days now?
It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all double.
Right. Oh, all double.
Yeah.
So Sunday gone?
Sunday's gone.
Long gone.
It never worked. It never worked.
Nobody could get their head around it.
You're not wrong there.
When they moved it from Wednesday to Thursday.
No, I... Because
tricky. It was tricky.
Mum comes to stay with me and she watches Coro and Emmerdale. And Coro, I used to be able to keep up with, and I was like, oh, but now so many new characters, yeah. So I'm a bit lost.
Yeah, well, look, if you need an update, I'm here.
Brilliant.
Put it on and I'm here. I'm only on the end of a phone. You need talking through what's going on. But I do it with spoilers. I love to get the Corrie spoilers and I'm like, you won't believe what's going to happen to her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, I can't, like, if I know something, I can't keep a secret, I can't lie.
June, my mum's exactly the same. You've been reading a book and she'll go, have you got the bit where his brother dies? I'm like, no, I haven't, June, and he's not even ill. Forget I said that, don't worry. Then she goes, it might not even be that book, actually. I'm like, oh, June, give it up, do you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Why do you think it's that one?
Yeah,
I love the sound of your mum. Oh. So until I meet her, where can people find you online? Or more importantly, does June have an online presence?
June, well, on the podcast every week, June features. She also has a highlight on my stories. If you go, so my Instagram is this Sarah Powell. I love stories. I'll tell you everything, no matter how mundane. And June has got highlights on there, and you can see her fridge.
I missed that when I was having a look on the train on the way here.
She's showing off a new fridge, and also there's a lovely moment where she's barking at some squirrels that are trying to eat her raspberries. So you go and have a look. There's so she's there. But yeah, this Sarah Powell, sarahpowell.co.uk has got everything about self-celebration and ceremonies. marriedbysarah.com. is for the weddings, exclusively weddings.
I will be logging on there.
Yes, marriedbysarah.com. And then, yeah, Jules and Sarah, the podcast, and Wobble.
Thank you so much for letting us into your house.
You.
What a tonic.
It's been a joy.
I'm going to press stop.